And then Brexit happened. So I think some people are a bit like, what?
What the? Well, Brexit, the whole Brexit results was an incredible shock. Mm. And where do you think this is going to go now? Because there must still be some, I don't say resentment, but still some really interesting feelings now that Brexit, yeah, or Brexit maybe won't happen, or maybe, yeah, Brexit is going to be all screwed up. And
it's,
maybe,
it's
what is Scotland thinking?
In all honesty, I don't know, but if you looked at the election results for, mm-hmm, Brexit, mm-hmm, Scotland was almost blocked,
right,
Remain, yeah, in the,
right,
EU.
That's what I saw. I thought, whoa.
That's part of the reason I was, you know, a bit pro-independence, because it does feel like, you know, Scotland can block vote one decision and it can still be ignored because elsewhere in the UK. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I appreciate that it's more people, but it's more people in a very concentrated area. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't necessarily, you know, it affects them, but it mm-hmm. affects us differently. Right. So it's kind of a sticky situation. And I think also a lot of young people were very angry about Brexit, because a lot of younger people, and not all of them, obviously, but a lot of younger people voted to remain in the EU because we've grown up being in the EU.
As Europeans.
Yeah. And, you know, it sort of feels like part of our identity. You know, we're in the continent of Europe, so we're in the EU. It makes sense. And you know, there's so many perks to it as well. You know, you can travel and trade. And
I really don't get the anti-EU arguments, but my friend told me, because he's British and we were talking about it, that a lot of the anti-EU vote was basically anti-immigration.
I think so.
It's interesting that you were saying about how Scotland feels that Scotland is better governed by Scotland, duh. And it's London just doesn't understand Scotland. And in the same way, a lot of especially English people were saying, you Europeans just don't understand Britain, especially us English, and England is, or Britain is better governed by the British. Mm. So it's the same argument. But a lot of it, too, wasn't just that. It wasn't about laws that, at least to some people, didn't make sense, but in you look at it really closely, it does make sense. It's about health and it's about standardization. But a lot of it was just the fact that who are all of these, I don't know what, Greeks, Turks, what are all these Hungarians and these Albanians doing in my backyard? Mm. And that kind of fear of the other was really driving the, and was being taken advantage of very, very, in a very, very dark way by the anti-EU forces, UKIP and Johnson, Boris Johnson, and all the rest of them. We're just basically drumming fear into people.
Yeah. I think that there is so much fear-mongering going on at the moment, and it just, it's very annoying, because I think a lot of the people who did vote to leave the EU, they were of the older generation. And, you know, not all of them, but a lot of them were. And a lot of these people are people who grew up not being in the EU. So they're sort of like, oh, yeah, well, back in my day, you know, it was so good. And they have a sort of idyllic view of how it used to be. And it's sort of, you know, a lot of people of older generations do find it, and totally understand it, but it's difficult to sort of move on as people change and culture changes. But I don't think it's beneficial to sort of be stuck in the past like that and cling to old ideas.